From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The State Department warns North Korea will face consequences for a torpedo that sank a South Korean warship in late March. Officials call it an unprovoked and unwarranted act. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says while the U.S. military will be ready for any possible aggression by the North, he says South Korea will ultimately decide how to best respond.
We certainly support the findings of the South Korean investigation. We obviously are in close consultation with the Koreans. The attack was against one of their ships.
46 sailors died in the attack in March. Mexican President Felipe Calderon told a joint meeting of Congress today that the U.S. and Mexico should work together on immigration change, and he argued that a new law in Arizona is the wrong way to go. We have more on this from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
The Arizona law, which is to go into force in July, gives police broad authority to arrest people believed to be in the U.S. illegally. Calderon says it introduces, in his words, the terrible idea of using racial profiling.
And that is why I agree with President, who said the new law carries a great amount of risk when core values that we all care about are breached.
He won applause from the Democratic side of the aisle for raising those concerns and for urging lawmakers to reconsider a ban on assault rifles. Calderon says there are more than 7,000 gun shops along the border, and most of the weapons Mexican authorities have seized can be traced back to the U.S. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The Senate has voted to end debate on sweeping overhaul of the country's financial regulations by the end of the week. The measure cleared a procedural hurdle today. The vote was 60-40. Turkish state media is reporting another attack on suspected Kurdish rebels in northern Iraq. The airstrike reportedly involved some 20 Turkish warplanes. It's uncertain if there were casualties. The Turkish government says rebels often use northern Iraq as a staging ground for attacks on Turkey. Seven-time Tour de France champion Lance Armstrong is again defending himself against allegations of doping. The latest is against comments by disgraced Tour de France winner Floyd Landis, who confessed to using performance-enhancing drugs. Landis also accuses Armstrong and other champion cyclists of doping. Today, Armstrong dismissed the claims.
It's definitely juicy and delicious, but I think at the end of the day, bike fans... I mean, they're going to see the people talked about here, myself, Levi, Zariski, George, Johan. They know the truth.
Armstrong speaking to reporters at the Tour of California. Dow's down nearly 200 points. This is NPR. Thousands of air travelers are facing a renewed threat of flight disruptions in coming weeks as the union representing British Airways cabin crews won a landmark ruling in the British Court of Appeal today. NPR's Rob Gifford in London reports it allows members to go on strike.
British Airways had turned to the courts earlier this week to stop a planned series of strikes called by the Unite Union, which represents 90% of BA's 12,000 cabin crew. The planned strikes were over changes to pay and working conditions. BA management won a ruling from the High Court that the walkouts were unlawful because of a technical error in the union's ballot of members. But that decision has now been overturned by the Court of Appeal in a ruling hailed by the union as a restoration of the long-held democratic right of workers to strike. Union leaders, however, struck a conciliatory note outside the court, saying they were keen to return to the negotiating table. If talks failed again, however, they indicated that staff will walk out from Monday and possibly at other points during the summer. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
YouTube's the latest target in Pakistan's bid to block internet content that the government says are blasphemous to Muslims. It shut down the video-sharing website hours after closing off access to Facebook. The government criticized Facebook because of an online competition to draw Islam's prophet Muhammad. Caricatures of the prophet have sparked a number of deadly protests in recent years, several of them in Pakistan. General Electric is recalling nearly a million coffee makers after dozens of reports of overheating and fires. GE is red flagging the 12-cup digital coffee maker sold exclusively at Walmart. This is NPR.